Hello, everybody, and welcome to You Tweeted, You Meaned It, episode 4. I am your host, Byron, a.k.a. Lord Byron, also known as Byron Keith and Black Rocker on Twitter. Today, we have a string of tweets from not very long ago today. You don't know what day it is for me, but I know what day it is for you. I'm just kidding. I really don't know what day it is. You could be listening to this 3 years in the future when, you know, I've made a name for myself and people are like, oh, did you listen to his early shit? Yeah, he had a podcast one time and it wasn't really funny, but people kind of listened to it. And then he made music and he still wasn't that funny, but he tried doing stand-up and podcasts. Yeah, you tweeted, you mean it? You listened to that? Oh, shit, you're a hipster. Cool. Grab your trucker hats. I'm sorry, hipsters. I like hipsters. I am somewhat of a hipster myself, considering I listen to a lot of hipster-type shit where, you know, clothes that they probably wouldn't mind wearing. I would shop at a thrift shop once in a while with my mother. I don't know if that certifies me as hipster. I don't even think they use the label. Other people just label them that. So by the transitive property, I can label myself a hipster, much like the rest of the world. Anyway, I have no idea why I went on that topic. The string of tweets is what I was supposed to be talking about. Recently was in bed a lot, doing nothing but internet surfing, and some people would call that being depressed when you lay in bed and watch your favorite shows on the internet, which is, it's really just a great life. It's a great, great life. But during that time, I fell out of Twitter, and I wanted to give the story of my heroic ride back into Twitter, the Twitter universe, the Twitterverse, the Tweety Veety. Is that how you conjugate Twitterverse into the past tense? Tweety Veety. You know, we were in the Twitterverse earlier, and now it's going to be the past tense, so it was done, you know, the Tweety Veety. Yeah, that didn't really connect. I'm a lot funnier in my head. And these tweets are joy. I don't know if I want to start at where I was calling myself a Twitter hack. That was kind of funny. I'm going to skip over a lot of shit. So there might be pauses that will be edited out for the final cut. Because I like to edit my shit to where it sounds like I don't take any breaths. Because when I do take breaths, they're really loud. And you can hear it. Because I'm not very in shape. People love hearing breath. So I decided to cut it out. Because, you know, nothing else on here is funny anyway. So it's like, yeah, you know, why not cut out the good shit? The breathing. People want to hear you breathe. Chocolate rain. I turn from the mic to breathe. I actually don't turn from the mic to breathe, as you could probably tell. And I don't breathe very much when I'm saying my words. So a lot of it gets swallowed up in my throat. Maybe I should talk with my mouth wide open. Can you understand me now? Maybe I should talk with some type of an accent, and then you will be able to hear me clearly. And clearly, by clearly, I mean clearly. Like, really. I kind of lost it at the end. Okay. 1, 2, 3, Twitter start. That's how you start Twitter in the future. You say 1, 2, 3, Twitter start. It's no more, hey, Xbox. It's 1, 2, 3. Because when are you really saying 1, 2, 3? You might be saying Xbox in normal conversation. You know, it's like, hey, Xbox was tight to last night. Tight to last night. I added an extra syllable in tight in case you needed one for that T. Tight. Okay, like I said, 3, 2, 1. Blast off. Twitterverse. You're waiting for it. It's coming to you. It's coming on you. Definitely not in you because it pulls out. Yes, Twitter is nice like that. I got confused and forgot how to tweet successfully. Yo, yo, ma. Pun intended. Hearing about stand-up on podcast make me feel weird knowing that I did it every day for 2 weeks. Like, wow, I can relate now. I listen to a lot of podcasts, meaning three. My rotation includes at Never Not Funny, at Comedy Bang Bang, and at Mental Pod, hashtag the mental illness happy hour. Retweet of Jackie Cation. I just realized I'm live tweeting Brooklyn, hipster wannabe. In other news, this bistro is playing acoustic folk rock with a 2013 twist. Retweet of MC Frontalot. You having a fancy party at South by Southwest? The kind where you wish MC Frontalot and his whole band would play? Hire us now. Booking at frontalot.com. Retweet of Cougar Town. All is right in the world. Watch the hashtag Matty Reunion tonight, 10/9 Central. At Courtney Cox, at Matthew Perry. Hashtag Cougartown TBS. There was a time when at Matthew Perry was my favorite actor. And at The Ellen Show was my favorite actress. Ah, the 90s. Ding dong, the bitch gave head. Hashtag bitches of Oz. I really forgot how to tweet. When did I become Twitter hack? Hey guys, I am Twitter hack. Check out my music. Google Plus has made comments on YouTube relative. So if you're on YouTube to call people faggots, you may be getting tracked by Google. Hashtag gay porn ads. Retweet of the bloggers. Someone just offered to pay me and Frito Pie. I'm considering it. Have you heard Lord Byron? Join the in crowd. Why not be a hipster? I expected it to be like 3 when I woke up from my weed dream. They had this new Spherical Blue Bud. It was pretty, but I didn't get to smoke it. It was growing in my backyard. In my dreams, my house has a slightly different landscape, like 3 houses combined or something. You getting coffee. Stop tweeting and driving. I woke up like, come on, that was totally real, right? Nope. But Louisiana is considering legalization. Sometimes I just want to buy a ticket to the dream world where I can fly, grow weeds in the backyard. Hashtag Disney. Okay, Twitter changed on me. This one time at band camp, we marched in the sun for hours. Shout out to At Home For Real. Check them out. Shout out to At Payload Band, doing their thing in Finland. Shout out to Fatal X Femi, the suicide girl hopeful. I'm going to sleep. F it, wake me up when September ends. That's how that saying goes, right? Putting headphones on, deciding what to listen to. Rites of spring. Good night / good morning. I had another dream just now. I was at a play from my grade school. Before the play, I opened with stand-up. I couldn't stand up. It was like my high school friends at a play like my grade school. I drank some type of daiquiri and told 2 jokes from the floor. The crowd was bigger for the random drunk guy telling jokes than the real opening number of ballet. I got compliments after my set, after I managed to roll off the stage. As soon as I was off the stage, I could walk again. There are some serious issues my brain is trying to relate to me through parables of drunken stand-up. But fuck it, it was interesting. Retweet of The Onion. God. I do not particularly enjoy absolving humans of their earthly transgressions. I prefer to punish the wicked. Actually, I think it was a mix of fear of bombing in front of people I know and of being a jester in front of people I know. But with the sweet aftertaste of success at the end. Retweet of Pour Me Coffee. Hi, everybody. Comedians have psychotic personality traits, study finds. This dream may have been brought to you by the Rites of Spring only because I was listening to them when I had the dream. I woke up at 10, so I should get out of bed by 12. Hey, I just want to say, 3 Danish productions among Oscar nominees. A small file, shiitake. I didn't want to say file, I wanted to say link. They shortened the link, I don't know what it is, but I stole that dude's tweet and I hashtagged after. Hashtag Twitter thief strikes again, and I tagged him in it. Next tweet, I count all the way up to 63, and then I post my music page. I responded to at Jasper Dolphin, who says, there's no fire in Louisiana. I put, Louisiana's got fire. AFI is coming to our house of blues. Reached 14K, so I'ma go away now. My personality doesn't match my career choices. And by that, I mean my depression doesn't match what I do. Don't hold me back, bro. Don't hold me back, bro. Unless I'm already in bed. Then I think I'll stay here for a few hours. Yeah, that's nice. My eye keeps twitching. I used to be weary of public speaking. Not it's like everyone can see that twitch. You look insane. Hashtag no eye contact. Now, not, frickin' typo machine should be my Twitter handle. It sounds like a club has sprung up behind my house and all the doors are open. To everyone in my position, which is horizontal, it's not healthy. Let's get up together. 1, 2, 3, up. One more time with feeling. Hashtag FML. I kind of like the color blocks desktop Twitter is working with. I'm selling my soul for the low. Standard shipping rates apply. Must have your own soul extractor 5000. Documents are to be notarized and legalized in front of both parties, after which ritual soul kiss will be performed. If you fail to meet any above standard criteria, your soul automatically belongs to Satan. Come to me for a hassle-free soul on the low. What Satan would do with the soul has always been beyond me. Especially after you're dead, things that hurt the soul are like lying and hurting people. So in hell, you just make horrible choices? That has been You Tweeted It. God damn it, you tweeted, you meaned it. There is no it between tweeted and meaned. What? There's no it right there. You tweeted, you meaned it. There's no it. You don't tweet it. You just tweet, nigga. Damn. Damn. Always fucking up. But, yes. Good episode, in my opinion. Not my humble opinion. That is my unhumble opinion, bitch. Yeah, because I'm cursing now. Ooh. Do, do, do. Play that background music right, boy. Play that background music right. Play that background music right, boy. Lay down the boogie and play that background music till you die. Like, seriously. I only say that because I saw a picture that said he laid down the boogie till he died. And it was like a doctor. And you couldn't see the patient, but it was like, yeah, you know he was talking about a dead person because he said it till he died. Deep breath. Deep breath so I can say all of this shit. I can enunciate sometimes, but sometimes I can't enunciate. Sometimes I don't have enough breath in my throat to even think of saying something like that. Something so enunciatable. It's tragic. Tragic, I tell you, my precious. My precious. And I would like to say thank you to my father for the laptop to record this on. Thank you for Rock Band for giving me this mic that I paid for. Thank you for the electricity for charging this laptop. Thank you for all of the sponsors that will come in the future. I'm talking to you. Yeah. Okay, they heard me. All right. Thank you for the cell phone that I have, because sometimes I get bored and I don't know what to do with my hands. So I pull out my cell phone and I open it up and then I close it metaphorically because I just turn the screen off. But, you know, open, shut, case, open, shut, close, on, off, switch, lights, camera, action.